Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Doubters. Luke 24:9-11. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. According to modern-day dramas or musicals, the disciples were ecstatic over the news the women brought back from the empty tomb. They reported that they had seen angels, and one had even seen Jesus himself. However, the reaction to these reports from these women was doubt. How utterly sorrowful that after all Jesus had told them about what he was going to endure and conquer, they still doubted. Oh yes, Peter and John left to go to the tomb, but the fact that the others failed to go proves their doubt. The Apostle Thomas was not the only one who expressed doubts. There were other doubters in the crowd. It reminds me that it is easier to doubt than to rest in the arms of faith. Jesus repeatedly appeared to the disciples, and as many as 500 at one time following his resurrection. Why did the disciples doubt the initial reports? I think the basic reason was they did not listen to their Lord as he spoke in person. Why are we prone to doubt today? I think it is the same reason. We fail to listen to what he says in his word, the Bible. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. Pastor Cecil. We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.